Let's turn down to California, where, of course, there is fire season, and wildfires are still scorching parts of that state. Today in Southern California, a fresh fire erupted in Simi Valley in Greater Los Angeles, forcing more mandatory evacuations and threatening the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. And the ongoing Getty Fire is now 27% contained. Los Angeles County Department of Fire and Water officials now able to say it was caused by a wind-snapped eucalyptus branch that hit a power line. In the north of the state, the Kincade Fire has engulfed more than 78,000 acres in Sonoma County. It's now 30% contained. KQED's Michelle Wiley is in Santa Rosa, a town in the north that's seen more than its share of pain in the last few fire seasons. And Michelle, we know you were at the Kincade Fire briefing this morning. What's the latest there?
So, like you said, the containment has risen over the last 24 hours from 15% to 30%. So firefighters are gaining some ground, which is really good because they had a lot of concerns last night due to the wind event that came in, that the fire might expand, which is what we've seen it do over the past several days. But it looks like they were able to get it a little more under control, and that's good news.
Yeah. Well, there's not just fires, but there are power outages caused by fires or caused by man, by utilities. You know, trying to prevent fires, PG&E has been doing outages according to wind forecasts. We spoke yesterday to a woman concerned about the disabled, you know, people who needed electricity for things like oxygen tanks. What are some of the questions you're hearing about the outages? How are people responding to that?
You know, I think there's been a lot of frustration over the outages, not just the wide scope of where they've been, but for how long they've lasted. And I think from the perspective of PG&E, you know, they see these big, huge wind events, and they want to be as careful as possible to make sure their lines don't cause another wildfire. You know, they were found to be the cause of 2018's Camp Fire, which was the most devastating wildfire in California history. But at the same time, you have people who, like you said, who are on medical devices, who need power. You have people who've been living without the ability to charge their phones, and cell towers have gone down. So there's just a lot of stress and confusion around why these outages take so long and are so widespread.
Well, and staying with the utilities for a second, and we want to, you know, point out that these recent fires and this recent fire season, you know, not all of them were caused by the utility lines. One was caused by a garbage truck, its load catching on fire. But we're also hearing today from the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. Remember, we said the eucalyptus branch hit a power line down south and caused that fire. They're saying that it was an act of God, that they cleared brush as instructed in the area. They're supposed to clear it from around the power lines there. But this branch came from a tree that's just feet outside the area they're supposed to clear. So they're saying it's not their fault. But I'm just wondering, is the cry rising again for all of these utilities in California to bury those lines?
That is definitely a big topic of conversation on everyone's minds. I think the question comes back to cost. And burying the lines will be an extremely expensive and time-consuming process. So I think when we're considering that as an option, we have to take into consideration it's not going to be an immediate fix. It's something that would need to be a long-term plan. It would cost a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, so meantime, what is the forecast for the fires where you are?
So that red flag warning, which is high winds, low humidity, is going to continue throughout the day until the late afternoon. So firefighters are hoping to maintain that 30% containment they've been able to get and just keep the fire from spreading while they, you know, sort of wait out to the wind before they can get a little more ground.
And can you just tell us, you're on the ground there in Santa Rosa. How are people doing?
I think it depends on who you talk to. Some people are, you know, feeling really re-traumatized by what's happened here. If you remember, the 2017 fires really decimated this area. Yeah. And it was a very different story than today. The evacuation warnings came late, came to some people not at all. That's not the story here. They learned from that fire, and so they've done a lot of preemptive evacuations. For some, they're feeling re-traumatized. Some felt really ready to go when they got that evacuation warning. So it's really on a case-by-case basis. But this is an area that has experienced a lot of trauma from these fires, and I think they're just trying to get through this and get back home.
Yeah. KQED's Michelle Wiley in Santa Rosa there in the north of the state of California. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.
And to our listeners in California, let us know how you're doing and what you'd like to see covered. Just leave a comment at hearnow.org.